On today's Kids Corner, Liz uses his mom's credit card without permission.
Honey, are you sure you didn't order this?
Positive.
But the receipt has your credit card number on it right here.
Oh, I'm so dead.
My number?
Yep, Liz.
Yeah? Huh? What?
Liz?
What?
Can it get any worse for Liz? Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Liz and Maury raced up the stairs and burst through the door to Liz's room.
Oh, Maury, wait till I show you this cool website I found.
Oh, yeah? Well, last night, I stumbled across the official website for intergalactic space travelers.
Oh, yeah? Well, this is way cooler.
Not only am I a member, Liz, but if I collect over 2 million space traveler points, then I earn a trip to the planet of my choosing.
Yep. Wait, what?
Yep, that's right, the planet of my choosing. Of course, it is restricted to the Milky Way galaxy, and there are certain blackout dates in which you can't travel, you know, like Christmas and Easter and...
Wait, Maury, you're talking about winning a real trip?
Well, yes, Liz, of course. Clearly, they wouldn't be offering a fake trip. Well, that would be downright fraudulent. I mean, that's a lot of space travel points for a fake trip.
Really?
Yes, sirree, Bob.
You know, I just wasn't aware that kids could travel into space.
Oh, it says it all right there in the website. I mean, if it's in writing, then it must be true.
If you say so, Maury. Okay, here we go. Check this out. Here's that website I was telling you about.
Wowie kazowie, look at that animation.
Yeah.
Quite the technology.
I know. Here, let me turn up the speaker so you can hear the hot music.
Oh, yeah, I like it a lot. It puts a boogie in my oogie.
Oh, it's sweet, isn't it?
I'd say that animation is running around 230 megapixels per second.
Okay, whatever. But mainly, it is so cool.
That must require a dedicated server to keep up with that kind of graphic power.
Look, all I know is that on this website, you can create your own space monsters and track the number of civilizations you conquer.
Really?
Yep.
You actually conquer alien civilizations?
Yep.
Well, what do you do after you conquer them?
Oh, you know, force them into labor camps and have them produce golden statues for the great conqueror, Lizarardo the Magnificent.
Huh. Kind of like our friendship, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
So, what other neat things can you do on this website?
What, conquering alien planets isn't enough?
Well, it's okay, I guess.
Hey, look at that. What's that on my screen?
Oh, it's just an ad.
Oh, that is so cool!
Wait, Liz. Whatever you do, don't click on that.
Why not?
Aren't you even gonna read what it says first?
Win a free boombox. Play CDs, MP3s, and DVDs when attached to a TV? That's awesome!
Liz, I'm warning you, don't do it!
Why not?
It's a trick! What? You'll live to regret it. Just walk away. Don't look back.
What trick?
You see that right there?
Yeah?
They say the boombox is free, but it's never free.
What?
If there's one thing I've learned in all my years, it's that nothing is ever free.
Oh, really? And where did you learn that?
My mom says it all the time.
Maury, it says it right here. F-R-E-E. That spells free. Simply click here for your free boombox. And besides, if it's in writing, then it must be true. Remember?
Did I say those words out loud?
You most certainly did.
Weird. I thought I just thunk them.
Nope. F-R-E-E-E-E. Find out what it means to me.
Liz.
What?
There's only two E's in free.
Huh?
It's not F-R-E-E-E-E-E. It's F-R-E-E.
Yeah, okay, Maury, whatever. I'm clicking it.
No.
All right, little boombox, come to daddy.
I'm warning you.
It'll be fine.
Oh, dear.
The next morning, Liz and Maury were having a heated discussion on the playground before school.
Maury, everything would have been fine.
Liz, give me a little credit. I saved you and you know it.
Save me? It's just the internet, Maury. It's not a bubonic space beetle. It's not like it's gonna eat me up, digest me in its 7 acid-rotting stomachs, and then...
I don't really want to hear any more.
Oh, hey. Hi, Lucille.
What are you guys talking about?
Well, all I'm saying is you have to be careful when you're on the internet.
And mm-hmm. All I'm saying is you shouldn't have unplugged my computer.
You unplugged it?
It ripped the cord right out of the wall.
No. What desperate times call for desperate measures.
What desperate times? What do I have to be careful of?
Ooh, gotta be careful of the big bad guys, right, Maury?
Actually, I can't believe I'm saying this, but yes, I'm in agreement with you, Skink.
I was kidding, you little worm.
Oh, sorry. I thought you actually made a halfway educated statement.
Yeah, well, don't let it happen again.
Don't worry. I'm sure the odds are definitely stacked against you.
Good. Oh, I think.
Liz, the truth is, you're not supposed to be on the internet when your parents are not home.
Maury.
Mommy has to tuck you into a nice, safe website, little Izzy Wizzy.
It's
is that it?
Just a stupid rule we have, Skink.
Well, actually, I agree with Maury.
Actually, I don't remember asking you.
Oh, really? Well, Miss Waddle even warned us to be safe if we're on the internet.
That's right. Remember what
mm-hmm.
she said?
Yeah.
Be sure to never give out any personal information.
I don't think the boogeyman searches the internet looking for personal information.
Yeah, well, you know, Miss Waddle says there's plenty of bad people out there that will use your information against you.
So? Oh, come on, what can they do?
Yeah.
More than I care to know about.
Look, it was just an ad. Anyway, today after school, I am ordering myself that free boombox.
Hey. Everything's here at kidscorner.net.
Hi, I'm Ari. Welcome to Kids in Action, where we meet Christian kids doing God's work now.
Check out Kids in Action, live action YouTube stories of amazing kids who are doing God's work right now. Our Kids Corner hosts share faith-filled and fun stories that will challenge you to serve God in all that you do.
Do you have any old Legos lying around? Have you ever thought about donating those Legos?
Explore how these great Christian kids, just like you, are serving God in their communities.
So I could just share God's creation with everyone.
Check out the Kids in Action YouTube series right here at kidscorner.net. What's God calling you to do?
As soon as school let out, Liz, Lucille, and Maury all raced home to Liz's house. Liz had determined that the free boombox was going to be his.
Hi, Mom. We're going up to my room.
Hey, what are you kids doing?
Nothing.
Liz?
Yeah, Mom?
Nothing is not an appropriate answer.
You know, we're just checking out a few websites.
All right, but I want you to be careful. Your father still hasn't installed that new filtering system.
Well, we're just conquering a few alien colonies.
Okay, I guess. As long as they're friendly aliens.
That was a good one, Mom. Hello, boombox.
I don't think
maybe... No, it says free, Lucille. Free is free. No strings attached.
Yeah, but your mom...
My mom is home. I'm not breaking any rules.
She said to be careful.
Well, observe how carefully and gently I push the keys to enter the web address.
That was pretty careful.
Thank you very much. Oh, yes, there it is. My beautiful, shiny, black, humongo boombox. And now it's going to be all mine.
Please enter your name and shipping address.
You got it.
Personal information.
Mm-hmm. Maury, what are you doing?
Personal information. Never get out personal information.
Maury, how else are they going to ship it to me?
Well, they could beam it here with the D-particle light beam.
There's no such thing.
There's no such thing as free.
Look, I simply type in my name and address and voila, my boombox is...
Wait a second. Look at the screen.
Oh, no, I can't look. What's it say?
Please pick 6 of the following free items to try at your discretion.
No purchase is necessary. You will be billed for the shipping and handling only.
What?
I'm not even going to say it.
You have to buy these things before they'll send you the boombox, Liz. Sounds like a scam, if you ask me.
Okay, so I am going to say it. I told you so, Liz. Told you so.
Okay, all right. It's okay. I'm not really buying these things. They're free, too.
But look, you'll have to give them a credit card to pay for the shipping and handling. Now,
That's a ripoff.
It's only a few dollars.
A few dollars times 6 items? So that's gonna add up.
In the end, it'll be worth a free boombox. Do you know how much one of these boomboxes cost? It's close to $100, Lucille.
Wow, that's a lot of moolah.
Yeah.
You know, he does kind of have a point, Lucille.
Maury, I thought you were on my side.
Huh? Oh, I am. I'm sorry. I was temporarily weak.
Yeah.
He talked fancy to me.
Snap out of it, snap.
Well, it's just that... I mean, it is a nice-looking boombox. All shiny and black.
That's it. I'm doing it.
Well, where are you going to get a credit card from?
Liz, I have to run over to the neighbors for a second. If the Lizard Scouts come with the cookies I've ordered, I've left some money in my purse.
Okay, Mom. Bingo. It's like it was meant to be.
Oh, Liz, you wouldn't.
You shouldn't.
You couldn't.
Watch and learn.
Oh, Liz, you are going to get so busted for this. That would be called stealing, and you and I both know this is so wrong.
Oh, come on, lighten up, Lucille, will you? Besides, she'll never know. I'll just get the boombox and return all the other stuff. Consider it borrowing, not stealing.
Well, you've already given them your personal information. How much worse could it get?
So let me get this straight. You not only gave them your name and address, but you ordered a mixer, a plunger, a set of crystal glassware, and a broom?
Well, not just any broom, but a broom made from the feathers of a laughing kookaburra bird.
A what?
A laughing kookaburra bird. They're found only in the outback of Australia.
Great.
And that's not all.
There's more?
Oh, yes. Tom, Liz.
Well, after I ordered the 6 free things, I clicked enter, and it brought up a list of 9 more.
9 more?
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, you haven't heard the half of it.
I filled out those 9 orders, and then it sent me to another page where I had to order 12 more items.
You knucklehead! Why didn't you just stop?
Well, I was already gonna get 15 things, so I figured, why not a few more?
Not only that, but he enrolled his mom and dad in the Cheese of the World Club.
Yeah.
That's
what?
Right. Once a month, they'll receive a delicious and bountiful selection of cheese from exotic ports around the globe.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I'm kind of afraid I might have gone a little too far.
You think?
Liz, my man, you could be a contender. Oh. Smooth operation, dude. I mean, who knows? The iguanas might be very impressed with your rebellious behavior.
Aw, oh, thanks, Skink.
So what'd you get me?
Need an electric dustpan?
Anything else?
How about a yogurt maker?
No.
All right. That's it. I'm returning everything.
So, Liz, how are you going to keep your mom and dad from finding out?
What do you mean? I'll just return them all.
But they'll come in the mail. While you're at school, you lame brain.
No, I didn't think of that.
Plus, your mom and dad will get the credit card bill and find out.
Oh, how much did you spend anyway?
I lost track.
Well, if my calculations are correct, the total tally would be approximately $314.67.
Oh, you're dead.
Yeah, well, to be honest, that's exactly why I came to you, Skink.
What do you expect me to do about it?
Doesn't your uncle work at the post office?
Yeah, so?
Well, I just thought that you could have him hold our mail at the post office till I could sort through it.
You don't need his uncle for that.
I don't?
No, you simply need to fill out form 2742BXY.
Uh-huh.
He's right.
Okay, what's a 2742BXY?
It's the form you fill out when you're going on vacation. Then the post office will hold your mail for you.
How'd you know that?
Let's just say sometimes it's good to know when people are going on vacation.
You wouldn't.
Oh, no, we don't do nothing like steal from people. But it's nice to know when a swimming pool is going to be open to the iguanas for a few days.
Hey, that's a violation of Federal Code CW863DCV.
Maury, you got way too much brain clutter going on.
Oh, gee, thanks, Skink.
Look, guys, I just need to get our mail held for a few days.
Later that day, Liz went to the post office and filled out a form to hold his family's mail. Then, for almost 2 weeks, he raced to the post office directly after school and faithfully picked up the mail. First, he returned any of the internet items that had arrived, and then he put the regular mail in his family's mailbox.
Thanks, Mr. Brady. That should do it for today.
So, how long are your folks out of town for?
I sure do appreciate you holding our mail like this.
I said, how long are your mom and dad out of town? I figured that's why you're picking up their mail here at the post office.
Right, out of town, yeah, that's it, exactly. They'll be back in just a few days.
So you're staying with some friends, are you?
Yes, exactly. I'm staying at Maury Klumpto's house.
Oh, that's mighty nice of his parents.
Yeah.
I'll see them at the PTA meeting tonight, and I will have to mention what a nice gesture that is.
No. Don't make a big deal about it, because, you know, they'll probably act like they don't even know what you're talking about. They're real modest that way, you know.
Well, yeah. I'll see you tomorrow, Liz.
Right. See you tomorrow.
Liz ran out of the post office, jumped on his bike, and raced back home. His mind was spinning as fast as his wheels.
Oh, no. Mom and Dad will be going to the PTA meeting tonight, too. Must think fast. What am I gonna do?
Then it came to him. Just as he pulled into the driveway, he threw the regular mail in the mailbox and then raced into the house. Grabbing a plastic baggie from the kitchen, he threw some ice into it and raced up the stairs to his room.
Liz, is that you? Oh, Liz, are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. Just a mild fever and the chills.
Oh, my. Look at that sweat,
yeah.
Liz. Well, you're burning up.
Oh, I know.
Oh, let me feel your forehead, dear. Yep, it's hot.
Oh, I'm so cold.
My goodness, your body's freezing. Now, you stay in bed.
Okay.
Honey, I'm not going to be able to go to the PTA meeting tonight. Liz is very sick.
I'll go if you want.
Oh, that's so nice of you, dear. Oh, thanks.
Mom.
Yes, dear.
I want Dad to be here tonight, too.
Why?
Just in case.
Just in case what?
Just in case I don't make it. Please, Mom. Please.
Oh, what do you mean, in case you don't make it?
Oh, you know, Mom. In case these are my final hours on this planet.
Liz, stop talking like that.
Please, Mom. Please.
Okay. Don't worry. I'll have your father stay home, too.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
Now, I'm going to go check on dinner.
Ooh, what are we having?
Oh, your favorite. Orange glazed Beetlejuice sauce over centipede larvae.
Yeah.
Oh, but you're much too sick to eat.
I could probably eat a little.
Oh, no. You're much too sick. Oh, that's so sweet, though, dear. Not wanting to hurt my feelings. Now go to bed now.
Liz had gotten himself into a heap of trouble by clicking on an internet ad banner that promised a free boombox. Needless to say, everything went wrong. That weekend, Liz focused on organizing the list of things he had ordered online.
Electric dustpan, check.
To get his free boombox,
crystal stemware, check.
He first had to be sure that each
autographed hockey puck, check.
And every item had been shipped to him.
Magnetic toe cleaning wand, check. I would have liked to have tried that one. Okay, that about does it. All that's left to arrive are the cheeses of the world.
Liz, I'm going to the grocery store. Do you want to come?
Sure, Mom. I'll be right down. Let's see. If I go to the grocery store, I'll still have time to run to the post office and pick up the mail before it closes.
Honey, did you get the mail today?
No, it hasn't come yet, dear.
That's odd. Mm-hmm. Gosh, it seems like it's been coming so late these past 2 weeks.
I've heard they've been having some trouble down at the post office.
Really?
Really?
Something about a new computer filing system or something like that.
That's strange. I didn't read about it in the paper.
Yeah, it was on their website.
You visit the post office website?
Yeah, I'm doing a book report on it.
Oh, okay. Hey, well, Liz, let's get going.
Yeah, honey, there's a package here at the door for you. It says perishable.
Perishable?
It must be some kind of food.
Really? Ooh, I didn't order anything. Oh, let's have a look-see. Maybe it's chocolate.
Well, whatever's inside, it says here on the box that it's from the finest selection from around the world.
From around the world?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Says from Belgium, Switzerland, France, and even Wisconsin.
Oh, how exciting. Oh, it's just got to be chocolate.
Wait, Mom, stop.
Huh?
Don't open that box.
Why on earth not?
Why?
Because I was wondering if you...
Yes, Liz?
If you...
Liz, what is it?
If you wanted to... to dance.
What?
Huh?
What is wrong with you, Liz?
Come on, everybody, dance!
Oh, dance?
Brady's still a bit delirious from that awful flu.
Oh, I
really need to schedule a doctor's appointment.
No, really, Mom. We learned these awesome new dance moves in gym today. Huh? Come on, Dad, shake a groove!
What? Shake a what?
Watch and learn. See, step, cross, together, apart, and slide.
Oh, very nice, Liz.
Yeah!
Son, you're starting to worry me.
Yeah, I guess it's not quite the same without the music.
No, it isn't.
So enough with the suspense. Open the box already.
Goodbye, world.
Oh, honey, how sweet!
What?
Oh, the cheeses of the world club. Oh, honestly, you shouldn't have.
I didn't.
You didn't?
No. Let me see that receipt.
And step and turn. Kick, step and turn.
Honey, are you sure you didn't order this?
Positive.
But the receipt has your credit card number on it right here.
Oh, I'm so dead.
My number?
Yep.
Well, now that you mention it, I've been meaning to tell you that I've been getting a lot of crazy charges on my card lately.
Sounds like something's amiss.
But then a few days later, they're taken off and the charges are credited back to my account.
So, cheese, huh?
Cheese.
Yummy! Well, we'd better get going to the grocery store, Mom. Time to skedaddle. Sure wouldn't want to miss the grocery store.
Liz?
Yeah? Huh? What?
Liz?
What?
Is there something that you want to tell us?
Who, me?
Yes.
Nope.
Liz?
Oh, nothing. Everything is just hunky-dory.
Because you know there's also a package for you at the front door.
What?
Yep. It says fragile, has the words electronic stamped in big red letters right on the side.
Oh, weird. Hey, do we need more milk? Let me go check before we leave for the grocery store.
Liz, come here right now.
Sure, Dad. What?
Open the box.
Oh, there's no rush. It can wait.
No, it can't. Open it now.
Okay.
A boombox?
Huh. Liz!
After 2 weeks of trying to cover up all his messes, Liz was forced to come clean and tell all.
Is there something you want to tell us?
I know I shouldn't have, but one click later, it seemed like there was no turning back.
You used my credit card?
Mama, I'm sorry. I disobeyed and I got in way over my head and then I lied to cover.
Oh.
Actually, I lied about a lot of things.
I'll say so.
After unveiling the entire series of events, Liz was sent to his room to think over his actions. An hour later, his mom and dad decided on his punishment.
First, Liz, I want to say I've realized the importance of installing an internet filtering software.
Yeah, well, it was still my bad decision that messed everything up.
You're right. And that's exactly why your mother and I have rules about the internet to protect you from getting in trouble like this.
I know. I shouldn't have disobeyed. I'm sorry.
We've decided it's best to move your computer out of your room and into the family room.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that will help keep you from getting in another mess like this one.
Now, about your punishment.
Liz learned a valuable lesson in a very hard way. He'd been warned that the internet can be a dangerous place if you don't follow some basic rules. He wished he had listened to Maury's advice.
Personal information!
He wished he had listened to Lucille.
Oh, Liz, you are gonna get so busted for this. That would be called stealing, and you and I both know this is so wrong.
But more than anything, he wished he had told his parents the moment he had gotten into trouble. That way, he wouldn't have spun so many lies. Liz learned that ignoring rules that are designed to protect you could lead to one giant mess. It disappoints our parents, and it disappoints God.
Hey, you know what? That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Doug and Melissa Timberlake. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.